Kiki Palmer got her baby daddy Darius Jackson out here questioning, Kiki, do you love me?
Plus, Kim Zolciak and Croy Bierman have decided to keep their love locked down.
Welcome to Dish Nation!
And we got a little work done, y'all. Look at our new studio, honey. Isn't it pretty?
Yeah, we got that big dish energy. You know what I'm saying?
This is the for-your consideration set. You know what I mean?
Like, sure is.
You know what I'm saying? We in the game
Very
now.
Nice. Yo,
also, for the people at home, we got some Atlanta landmarks back here, been dishified.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I used to get hot dogs at that place.
Now, we've also got a beautiful face here, honey, on this wonderful couch, honey. My niece, honey, entertainment journalist, Miss Melissa Knowles, is in the studio, honey.
Ah, it feels so good to be here, and especially in the brand new studio. Y'all really know how to do it up.
Yes,
it's just a spa weekend. That's all we've had done. Oh. Just a weekend at the spa.
A little lift.
You were the first company that we've been allowed to have.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
And, honey, we've got more exciting news. Mm. Hey, Craig, tell the world.
All right, y'all, we had a baby on y'all. Well, let me rephrase that. My sister Brad and her beautiful wife Judy welcomed their baby boy, True Legend Harris DuPont, into the world this past weekend. And Brad and baby True Legend are doing wonderful, and she even took the time to put down a Similac to give us a statement on the beautiful life-changing event. Can you tell us what your niece said?
This song hit differently. Every day I cry, ugly cry. I could never imagine my baby's age until this little miracle drop. But my body, God is awesome, beautiful.
Oh, okay.
That was a beautiful job.
Okay. Oh, that was beautiful.
I like that she bigged up the baby.
Were you guys watching like her social media? Did you watch Brad's like stories on Instagram and stuff?
I did. Well,
she's got the full beat
full
in there.
Beat. You gotta be ready. You don't know.
Yeah.
You never had a baby. You don't know. Y'all don't want to see me. I look broke down and busted. But Brad, oh my God.
Her makeup didn't run. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, not if it is a proper together. Beat. Okay. All right. Keeping with the baby news, Kiki Palmer and her baby daddy, Darius Jackson, have had Beyonce's internet in a chokehold for the past couple of days. Y'all are like, why? What happened? Of course, you already know. Here's the deal. A video of Kiki in a sexy sheer dress being serenaded by the new Miss Cecilia girl, Usher, at his show in Vegas went viral, y'all. Well, Kiki's baby daddy, Darius, saw the video, got all up in his feelings, and publicly outed Kiki on Twitter by tweeting, "It's the outfit, though. You a mom."
Okay.
Now, unfortunately for him, Kiki's fans gathered Darius quickly by calling him out for shaming her. Well, Darius didn't care. He said what he said and doubled down on it by telling everyone he had standards and morals, point blank, period.
Ooh.
Was it that serious for him to blast her, though, on Twitter? Really? You got to take your what's happening at home and put it out in the public for everybody to talk about there.
But the thing is, though, I mean, y'all have to understand, though, this man's meal ticket. Kiki writes the checks. Kiki writes the checks. He doesn't work. So, honey, this man is afraid that Usher is a single man. People know how Usher is. Look what he put on his song about I'm a player. He's a player.
Let's just rewind for a second. As a mother, okay, I'm grown. I can wear what I want to wear. As long as I'm not disrespecting myself, I get to stunt if I want to stunt. If I want to have the girls up and out, here they are.
No. And she's still got that. And she's still got that new mom thickness going.
Yeah.
And she looks amazing. She's loving her body. Her love on her body.
Well, damn it, love her body, honey, at the Girl Scout meeting. So, but don't
at the Girl Scout meeting.
Well, thing. No.
If that was at the, it was the fact that she got up on Usher that we all got a good look at the dress. She got on stage there, and I'm so happy. Thank you, Usher. Honestly,
thank
you,
Usher.
You, sir.
I'm gonna tell you what.
He said, "Watch this."
If I go to a SZA show and I get the same treatment that Usher gives the fans, man, y'all just let me be great. Mind your damn business. Thank you.
Well, since, honey, we're sipping tea about couples, Kim Zolciak and Croy Bierman, honey, have decided to work things out.
What?
Yes.
Yep, after stressing us out, calling the police on each other, Croy accusing Kim of being a gambling addict, the two have decided to make it work for the sake of their family. Now, according to some sources close to the couple, it was never a lack of love that had the Biermans headed to divorce court, but just miscommunication about some really serious issues. Money. Sources have also revealed that the couple is not seeking marriage counseling, but rather leaning on the everlasting arms of the Lord to repair their union.
What Why are you laughing, Gary?
Now you know damn well it's a lie.
Yeah.
When Kim started leaning on the Lord, the arms of the Lord, when she was mentioning the damn married man, Big Papa, allegedly.
Wait, so what do you think's going on? What do you think happened here?
They was working on a TV show.
That's
or something.
Right. That's what I think.
I don't working on believe something. That.
Yes.
But
yes.
I don't
yes.
want to believe that this is all for television.
It was for television.
You think so?
So, child, please, they was tricking y'all, not me.
They ain't tricking if you got
it. Are they broke or not?
Oh, they're, well.
Well, you know, he got a little pension from football, from playing football. And, you know, Miss Andy Cohen don't pay pensions, I think, in Real Housewives.
Miss Andy doesn't pay pensions.
No residuals.
But allegedly, reportedly, supposedly, last week, Target was coming for Kim, saying she owed thousands of dollars for her Target credit card.
What? Are you serious?
Allegedly, reportedly, supposedly. Look, I'm a fan, because I like watching all the drama unfold and everything, but I also root for families to stay together when there are small children, if it's meant to be.
I love Melissa Knowles with her ears out to the store.
She's in these retail streets.
I know it all.
Target is like, expect more, pay us.
Yeah. Okay, Melissa, it is a great thing that you're here because apparently there's some drama with your relatives, the Knowles family.
Ooh.
If you guys remember, Beyonce's dad, Matthew Knowles, had an affair with actress Alexandra Wright, who ended up having Matthew's child. The boy's name is Nixon, and he's 13 years old now.
Okay.
Well, Miss Wright claims that his big sis, Beyonce, has had no contact with her half-brother. Melissa, would you tell us what Alexandra said?
In my most dramatic way, yes.
Yes, please.
She said, "My main concern has been dealing with a child that asks, why doesn't that person love me?"
Alexandra also said the fight to get child support from Matthew left her and Nixon temporarily homeless until they were taken in by her friend, Shar Jackson, who is also K-Fed's baby mama. Hollywood is
a real one. It is. And like 360 degrees of separation. Yeah, you never know who knows who.
Or Knowles, who.
Hey!
Why your Uncle Matt tripping, yo?
Why are you asking me about Uncle Matt, too? I'm not in their business like that. Look, the family drama is family drama. There's family drama in everybody's family. And this one's just public because of our shared last name.
Well, let's just talk the real about it.
All right, real about it.
The deal is, Tanner.
Yes, sir.
Alexandra, honey, slept with a married man. And he didn't leave his wife. And she got pregnant and had that damn baby. And now the baby honey can't see Beyonce, his stepsister, because Beyonce can't be bothered. You slept with my damn mama, and you think I'm gonna give you some money? Your mama, you need to talk to your mama and tell her don't sleep with married men.
And Beyonce looked too much like Tina to like ever like side with any outside child.
I mean, it must be painful for her. It must be painful for her.
Yeah, it's painful. Her mom and daddy damn divorced because this trapped the Canadian actress slept with her daddy.
But why is Canadian in quotes? Is she not Canadian?
Well, I mean, actress should have been in court. Okay. We don't know who Miss Alexandra is, honey. We know who Beyonce is.
From Toronto.
Okay, moving on. It is time for
Tattoo or Tattoo.
All right, check this out. Dennis Rodman, who is 62 years old, is dating 31-year-old rapper Yella Yella. And he just got the ultimate tribute to her.
Oh.
Look at this.
Oh.
A huge tattoo of her face on his cheek. And no, I'm not talking about the southern cheeks. He got it on his face.
Oh,
his face. And Yella claims it wasn't her idea. She said, quote, "I actually told him not to do it. I'm like, what are you doing?"
Yeah, it's a tattoo for me because there are better ways to get a girl you like on your face. And if you didn't tell me who this person was, I would have thought that it was any other female rapper.
Yo, that is... The drawing he has on the side of his face, it looks like the missing photo of someone from like a hand-drawn sketch.
Yeah.
Where it's like, we're not really sure what this person looks
like.
This
is what they may look like now.
Yeah. Oh, stop it.
Judy Winslow might look like now in 2023. Up next, we're dishing on Drake's greatest hits. And no, I don't mean songs. We got the details right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, and we are back.
Woo!
Face tats. Okay, looks like Champagne Poppy is the latest artist to fall victim to having items thrown at him while performing on stage. During his set in his It's All a Blur show in Detroit, Drake was bombarded with a handful of bras, along with shoes, hats, and he even had a phone thrown him on stage by a fan. Drake went on to ask the crowd to stop throwing bras at him while he's performing. Check it out.
This is not what we want to see, a big-ass shoe. This is what I need you to do, Detroit. This is what I need you to do, please, for me. I'm so grateful to be back in this building with you after all this time that we had to sit in the crib, right? Please stop throwing bras up here. I feel like I'm on cleanup duty tonight.
You took that like a champ.
Yeah. What, Gary, you throwing
what?
Things?
I think all that stuff is planted.
You think?
Yeah, who gonna throw their one shoe, first of all, and leave out there without a shoe?
You evidently have not drank heavily before a show, because I definitely have. I mean, I wouldn't throw a shoe up there, but, like, people do some crazy stuff at shows.
Yeah. What is the craziest thing you've done at a show? I'm intrigued.
I mean.
Well, no, nothing like this. I mean, I'm just like one of the, like, I wound up in a mosh pit or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're feeling it. You're going for it. You know?
Before it even begins, you're feeling it. Mm-hmm. What would you, if you were performing on stage, what would you want someone to throw at you, Cam?
Cash.
I mean, you know, and don't make it drizzle, baby. You better make it a tsunami like up in here. You better throw that
It would be flattering for women to throw their undergarments on stage.
You would enjoy that.
I would.
Oh.
Whoa. Look at that.
Oh, all right.
That bra had some weight to it. Like, man.
Wow.
It hit the ground, like, it was like a body.
Yeah.
Like a thud. Like, yeah. Whoa. Okay,
the
cool.
Gary, do you know what that is?
No, what is that?
Do you know?
Some joggers.
Yeah.
Very funny.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
32 yep. D's. D, Mickey, Ficky, D.
Oh, hello.
Okay.
D for Drake.
Oh, okay, y'all. Trick Daddy says there is a stocking cap shortage. And get this, he's blaming us, the ladies. So Trick hopped on IG and went on a rant saying he can't find any stocking caps for his head because women are buying them all. Now, according to Trick, stocking caps are men's products since, well, there's a man's face on the packaging. And he says women should find something else to use for their wig. Man, you don't know now. Yeah, you don't know now because you could use something else. How about that?
Or actual stocking. You know what I'm saying? Because like, if I'm not mistaken, didn't stocking caps start for women first and then men started rocking them? Because like, weren't like, you know, grandparents stuff using them for like their wigs and whatnot back
in
the day?
Yeah, they said that. But I mean, but now it's for men. Women need to use bonnets and call it a day. Why don't y'all wear y'all bonnets? Yeah, you can't wear your bonnet?
First of all, I have several different bonnets. It depends on my mood. I have a sparkly bonnet where I'm just trying to look cute and when I want to wake up looking cute. Okay, I have bonnets that are like my, you know, bonnets where I wear my braids that are really long, so this all fits in there. But yeah. You don't get to tell me what I wear on my head.
And living in Atlanta, there's a large population of women who do wear wave caps and want waves.
Oh,
yeah. You know, who got the low crop haircuts. Like, you know, it's a thing.
Nothing wrong with
it. We got the same barber. You know what I mean? So I can understand how, like, he's frustrated at the shortage. But damn, you Trick Daddy, you should have an endorsement from, like, a wave cap company at this point.
I just feel like I'm learning so much. Like,
oh, you don't even know what that is.
I'm not like super. I didn't know what a wave cap was.
You was about to get in the pool with yours, weren't you?
Yo, is this the fact? Like, what?
Well, up next, Will Smith trolled his son Jaden to celebrate his son's 25th birthday. Was he out of pocket? Find out after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. All right, y'all. Well, in the words of Will Smith, parents just don't understand. Because despite being a successful actor, singer, and rapper, Jaden Smith has yet to give his dad, Will, what he really wants. And that is a grandkid. Earlier this week, Will wished Jaden a happy 25th birthday with an Instagram post that read, "Happy birthday, J Diggy. It's crazy that you're 25. When I was 25, I had a 2-year-old. I'm just saying, what's up? What you doing over there? By the way, this is my favorite picture of us." Wow. Okay, guys, is Will jumping the gun with wanting grandkids from 25-year-old Jaden?
25 is like, you would think, you know, most guys probably would have a kid by 25 unless your career trajectory
takes you somewhere
else.
When
do you start puberty?
Depends on how many hormones are in the food.
I don't know if that's relevant. Look, you don't get to tell people when they have kids. You get to decide that. It's your body. Mm-hmm. I had my baby at 37.
Oh.
What?
Okay.
I'm just saying. I know
you got your career in order
20s.
And you did it when the time was right for you. For
and
sure.
Jaden, no offense, started on third base, so he doesn't have to worry about getting his career in order. No, I'm just saying he comes from a wealthy family.
Sure.
And he's a very talented young man. I'm just saying he had a lot of advantages. But you get to decide when you do that. And yeah. I hate when parents pressure you to have kids. Like, I want a grandbaby. I mean, grandbaby.
But the Knowles family isn't rich. I mean, Beyonce had her child in one day. She was young.
Beyonce isn't coming over and babysitting Beckham Henry. I know that. You can come, B. Come on over and babysit Beckham. I would love it.
All right, we're moving on. It's time for
Dish gone viral.
Now, one poorly trained criminal has made headlines for his failed attempt at robbing a nail salon right here in Atlanta. And the robber entered the salon and demanded everyone give him all their money. Only thing was, homie was ignored. His robbery was such a fail, he actually left being robbed of his own self-esteem.
Womp, womp.
He's gonna cry in the car. You gotta see this to believe it. Check it out.
Everybody, get down! Get down on your money! It's got the pockets! Get down on your money! Get down! Where's the money?
Yeah. Yo, if we don't believe you, you need more people as a person?
Wow. Yeah.
You and what army is like what the ladies in the nail salon hit him with?
Yeah, but I was upset, though.
Why?
Because these people should have given him what he asked for. The police said this. They said when somebody come in and robbing the place and they ask, you need to give them what they asked for. They just looked at that man crazy, and I was offended.
You can have my money after I pay for this bill, because I need my nails done first, okay? Some of the women were looking at him like, I'm going to have to wait. Sorry.
Do people think that, like, nail salons, or maybe educate me, are nail salons just full of cash?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And people that know karate.
Yeah.
Oh! I wasn't gonna.
Like, I'm not gonna attack a room full of, like, people with nicely sharpened nails. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. What if they thought he stormed in and angrily requested some custom nail, like, right now? Okay. And they were just like.
And when women have their mindset on getting to do something, they're gonna do what they came to do.
Yeah.
Like, whether it's get your hair done or your nails
done. You're not wrong.
Like, man, like, listen.
I blocked out this time for this, not for whatever this is, okay? I'm gonna have to wait.
One woman put her hands up, though. She was scared, honey.
She wasn't that scared.
And then also, people are paying with Cash App these days.
Yeah,
so like, people don't be having loose cash more, man.
I should have had his QR code ready.
Awesome.
Like, y'all just...
Yeah. Venmo me now.
Right now. Yeah. Okay, up next, Kim Kardashian claims she's being haunted, y'all. And she actually has the evidence to prove it. We're going to show you after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Hey. Okay, it looks like Kim Kardashian has someone new in her life.
Ooh.
But don't get too excited. It's not a romantic partner. It's just a ghost. Okay, so Kim dropped this pic on the gram and said, so I took this pic last week when I was alone, and now I'm going through my phone. I'm freaking out, noticing a woman in the window.
That's an excellent Kim Kardashian.
It does look a bit E.T.-ish.
Yeah.
I don't understand why it took her this long to see it. I would have been like, the moment I saw that.
No, girl.
No?
No? Mm. Well, who is it?
I know that woman is. That's Sonya Norwood.
Sonya Norwood?
Randy's mom?
Randy mama. That's their mama, baby. Trust me, that's Sonya, honey, honey. One of their money bag that Kim stole when she first started working for. But anyway, that's neither here nor there.
But so, that's like, Randy's mom is here still.
It don't mean you, honey. She just see a shadow.
So she's just lurking just to see what she's spending the money on.
That's that ghost, honey.
I mean, the angle is weird. It does look E.T. with a jacket on. And I think the real answer is that's the man that she probably spent the evening with smoking a cigarette outside the hotel room.
Don't do that. Don't try to shame her.
She's single. She could be outside.
Right. All the way outside. But why would you assume it's a guy smoking a cigarette?
All right, so it's the woman that she spent the night with.
Yeah. Oh, a cigarette my gosh.
Kim, it was the best night of my life.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.